Sheep Shearing on Nantucket Island by Alice Cushing Gardner and Nancy Cabot Osborne. The three greatest needs of everyone are food, shelter, and clothing. For hundreds of years, workers have grown crops for food, built houses to live in, and made cloth from wool and plants. Raising sheep for their wool is still an important work, just as it was on Nantucket Island when Mary and Peter were children. Getting ready for shearing day. The sheep on Nantucket Island were not kept in pastures, but on large open lands where they grazed in thousands. There were no shepherds to take care of them, for, of course, they could not run away. So the sheep roamed about, eating what they could find, and became very ragged and dirty. They got along fairly well, for there were neither wild animals nor cruel dogs to harm them. Every year, on the second Monday in June, all the sheep were sheared. During the week before shearing day, the sheep were driven into the great pens beside a large pond, and on Saturday they were washed. On the following Monday, everyone on the island had a holiday and went out to see the shearing and have some fun. They took their lunches with them, or bought them at booths and tents that were set up for the shearing. Peter's Uncle Samuel owned many sheep. He always provided lunch for his shearers and his family in his own tent.